I'm Rita Kessler, WTOP Traffic.
Now 7 News First Alert meteorologist Brian Vandegraff.
Skies will be cloudy today with a few showers through the afternoon. Mid and upper 60s, slightly below the average of 70. Now by this afternoon and to evening, a few of these showers will push across the area, but then dissipate through the overnight hours. 50s for partly cloudy skies for your Friday night into Saturday. Now, Saturday will feature some breezes around here. Temperatures in the low 70s. Mild, but yes, a little windy at times. By Sunday, though, some cooler air pushes in here, only in the low 60s. It'll be a cooler day with mostly cloudy skies. I'm 7 News meteorologist Brian Vandegraff in the First Alert Weather Center.
51 degrees at DuPont Circle, 51 in Germantown. It's 53 in Annandale.
This is WTOP News. Facts matter.
This hour of news is brought to you by Lido Pizza. Lido Pizza never cuts corners.
Good morning. I'm Michelle Bash.
And I'm John Aaron. Coming up,
developing news this morning, Israel has reportedly launched an airstrike into Iran.
A near collision on a runway Thursday morning at Reagan National. The FAA opens an investigation. I'm Dan Roman.
A police caught wind of a student's story, which they believe was actually a threat against a school. I'm Mike Marilla.
There's impatience over reported lack of safety in school bathrooms in Montgomery County. I'm Kate Ryan.
How the pollen may affect your weekend outdoor plans. I'm Neil Augenstein.
7 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Israel has struck back at Iran in response to last weekend's missile and drone launches aimed at Israel. Correspondent Jared Hill has our top story.
Two U.S. officials have confirmed an Israeli missile did hit Iran overnight. A senior Israeli official told the Washington Post the strike was intended to signal to Iran that Israel can't attack its territory. Now, as far as damage goes, the New York Times is reporting Iranian officials said the strike hit an airbase near the city of Isfahan. Now, that is home to some of Iran's nuclear facilities, but the International Atomic Energy Agency says the country's nuclear program was not damaged.
World leaders are calling on both Israel and Iran to be cautious. The head of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, has just spoken in Finland.
It is absolutely necessary that the region stays stable and that all sides refrain from further action.
In New York City, police surrounded pro-Palestinian protesters on the grounds of Columbia University before arresting more than 100 of them. Mayor Eric Adams.
Students have a right to free speech, but do not have a right to violate university policies and disrupt learning on campus.
San Francisco's district attorney says drivers who got stuck when protesters shut down the Golden Gate Bridge this week could be eligible for restitution. 12 New Yorkers have been seated in Donald Trump's hush money trial. A third panel of potential jurors is set to be questioned today to choose 5 alternates. The judge hopes to begin opening statements on Monday. A near miss at Reagan National near Washington.
A JetBlue flight was going down the runway and had reached about 39 miles per hour when air traffic controllers realized they had cleared a Southwest Airlines flight heading to Orlando to cross that same runway. It's estimated the two planes were about 400 feet apart as controllers issued urgent calls for them to stop.
Southwest 2937, stop.
Aviation safety analyst John Nance says the two controllers appear to have lost situational awareness and the incident is unacceptably close. Dan Ronan for CBS News, Washington.
Taylor Swift's 11th studio album dropped at midnight. Straight from the tortured poet's department. She names checks 2 literary legends. You're not Dylan Thomas. Another song, she references her romance with Travis Kelce. Swift says digs for British exes Joe Alwyn and Maddie Healy. 2 hours after the release, she announced 15 extra songs. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
7:03 on Friday, April 19th. We're in the low 50s now. A few showers possible later. Highs in the upper 60s. Good morning. I'm John Aaron.
And I'm Michelle Bash. Our top local story is one that you may have just heard from CBS News. An investigation underway after a near miss between 2 aircraft at Reagan National Airport yesterday morning. A JetBlue plane and a Southwest plane came within 100 yards of each other on a runway. It happened around 7:30.
Stop. Southwest 2937.
37, stop. We stopped. We were cleared to cross runway 4.
That is air traffic control audio from liveatc.net. John Nance, aviation analyst for ABC News and Good Morning America, joined us to break down how the collision was avoided.
Fortunately, the backup systems here worked. The cooperation between the pilots, the air traffic controller, and her very urgent and clear instruction to stop, which, by the way, you don't hear that tone of voice very often in air traffic control. So this one is going to take some study. But by the same token, we're dealing with human error, and that is not a matter of negligence. In most cases, it's usually a matter of simply saturation.
Nance says these two planes were only two plane lengths apart.
A student at Rockville's Wooten High School is under arrest, accused of planning a school shooting. WTOP's Mike Murillo reports the charges stem from the student's writings.
During a previous psychiatric hospital stay, after police say he threatened to shoot up a school and harm himself, 18-year-old Andrea Ia, who goes by Alex, made a friend. And in March, when Ia finished a story he claimed was fictitious about a school shooter, he shared it with that friend. The details inside, according to court documents, startled the friend, especially since the main character was very similar to Ia. Both were Asian males who were transgender and bullied in school. Then when the friend read the line, "I will be doing it tomorrow," in the document, they went to police in Baltimore. The case made it back to Montgomery County quickly, and the FBI would also get involved. Searching the student's electronics, there was a map of his school and a drawing with the words "Confessions of an Almost School Shooter, Alex Y.E." All that led to an arrest and a charge against Ia of making a threat of mass violence. Mike Murillo, WTOP News.
Meanwhile, there are ongoing concerns about safety in the school system's bathrooms. What's being done? Here's WTOP's Kate Ryan.
Back in November, Sammy Saeed, the student member of the Montgomery County School Board, came up with a resolution on safety and security, which was adopted by the board. But at the most recent board meeting, he told his colleagues,
"We know exactly what students are saying. The fights are getting out of hand. The bathrooms are not being monitored."
And Kennedy High School teacher David Gebler told the board,
"Half the time I leave my classrooms, the halls reek of marijuana. Usually drug use occurs in our bathrooms, but vaping directly in the hall is becoming popular."
The school board got an update on safety and security measures, and interim school superintendent Monique Felder wrote in a recent community letter that adding security cameras, weapon and vape detectors are under consideration, quote, for the future. Kate Ryan, WTOP News.
You have most likely noticed that your car is changing color to green thanks to all this pollen out there. You might be feeling that pollen as well. Our Neil Augenstein gets a sense of how the green stuff might affect your weekend.
Unfortunately, you need a good soaking rain to kind of clear things out. And although we have a little bit of a light rain chance on your Friday, the pollen will stick around for the weekend.
7 News meteorologist Brian Vandegraff says while tree pollen's starting to diminish, others are starting to take their place.
We get a stronger cool push. We could even see some 30s on Sunday, and that could help out a little bit, slow it down. But I still think if you're an outdoor this weekend, antihistamines would still be useful, particularly if those grasses are the ones that get you.
Neil Augenstein, WTOP News.
Coming up on WTOP.
Which used vehicles sell the fastest around here? I'm Jeff Claybaugh.
Traffic and weather in 30 seconds.
At Leidos, a brilliant mind is smart, but a brilliant team is smarter. A ship that finds enemy subs is smart, but an autonomous fleet, that's smarter. Defending against cyber attacks? Smart. Stopping attacks before they start? Smarter. And using AI tools is smart, but integrating trusted mission AI into your technology is smarter. We're not just making technology solutions in national security and health. We're making smart smarter. Leidos.
Good morning, it's coming up on 7:08.
Michael and Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49.
Michael and Son.
Traffic and weather on the 8th. Let's go to Rita Kessler in the traffic center.
Well, we still have the delay in Virginia on southbound 95. That's a solid backup from 610 Garrisonville Road, headed past 630 in Stafford toward the Centerport Parkway. There was a work crew set up on the right side. However, they were supposed to pick up right about now, so keep an eye out in case there are any cones still left. Northbound 95 slows Dale City into Woodbridge. The wreck was on the left side, then delays in Newington, and 395 heavy from Duke Street towards Seminary. On the Beltway, Interloop off and on off after Braddock Road. Trying to head toward Gallows Road. Then you are solid headed past Route 50 with the crash over on the right shoulder, but it is drawing all that attention. Now in Maryland, we still have the issue affecting the northbound 270 local lanes. They continue to be blocked for the crash investigation near 370 and the Intercounty Connector. They will be pushing you off on the slip ramp to get into the main lanes before 370. So if you do need to get to the Intercounty Connector, you're going to have to find another way to do so. You're not going to be able to do that from northbound 270 off that exit. Southbound, you're seeing delays headed toward 124 Montgomery Village Avenue. Then it looks good to the lane divide. On the Beltway, outer loop slow already from 95 passing 29 Colesville Road. Inner loop delays before 210 to the Woodrow Wilson Bridge. And in the district, southbound DC 295 already heavy from Burroughs passing East Capitol Street. The WTOP newsroom is furnished by Regency Furniture. Shop Regency for the best dining, living room, and bedroom sets, plus brand name mattresses. Affordable, never looks so good. I'm Rita Kessler, WTOP Traffic.
What can we expect for all of our weekend plans? Here's 7 News First Alert meteorologist Brian Vandegraff.
Very typical of spring around here, where we see temperatures up and down, kind of bouncing back and forth. And today we're on the lower end with temperatures in the mid to upper 60s. Extra clouds around and a couple of showers for the afternoon, a possibility. Nothing heavy or severe, but nonetheless, be prepared to dodge a few showers. As we head to the evening, those skies should start to break up. Temperatures in the 50s, low 70s for your Saturday, partly sunny and breezy at times. Extra clouds and cooler. Temperatures drop into the low 60s for Sunday. I'm 7 News meteorologist Brian Vandegraff in the First Alert Weather Center.
Right now we're at 51 in DuPont Circle, 51 in Germantown, 53 in Annandale.
And it's brought to you by Long Fence. Save 25% on decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest. Conditions apply. Go to longfence.com.
And we've got money news at 10 and 40. The Sheetz convenience store chain has been hit with a lawsuit by federal officials who claim the company discriminated against minority job applicants. The Equal Employment Opportunity Commission says Sheetz discriminated against Black, Native American, and multiracial job seekers by automatically weeding out applicants whom the company deemed to have failed a criminal background check. The commission says the chain's longstanding hiring practices have a disproportionate impact on minority applicants and thus run afoul of federal civil rights laws. The lawsuit was filed in federal court Wednesday, the same day President Biden stopped at a Sheetz on a Western Pennsylvania campaign swing.
If you are used car shopping, WTOP business reporter Jeff Claybaugh says in certain cases, you need to move quickly.
If your heart's set on a used Jeep Wrangler and you find one on a dealer's lot, buy it. IC Car says used Wranglers sit on dealer lots in the D.C. market an average of just 1 week. The BMW X4 and hybrid versions of the Toyota Highlander and Corolla all move within 2 weeks.
The used vehicles that sit on dealer lots the longest in the D.C. market are the Chrysler 300, Dodge Challenger, and Lincoln Corsair, which all take an average of 2 months to sell.
And coming up,
an arrest and a shooting that caused a hospital to go on lockdown. This is Kyle Cooper.
7-Eleven.
Transform your home with Regency Furniture. Enjoy 15% off every piece, plus a discount equal to triple your sales tax. Unbeatable savings on style and comfort. Regency Furniture.
When we made our McDonald's Spicy Chicken McNuggets, you were praise hands emoji. Then we ran out, and you were streaming tears emoji. Now they're back, so you can be grinning face with sweat emoji. Order ahead on the McDonald's app.
And get money mouth face emoji with 2 orders of crispy, irresistible 10-piece McNuggets, spicy or classic, for just $6. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer. Single item at regular price.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. We all have that friend who wakes up early to go get everyone McDonald's breakfast, while the rest of us sleep in. This is your sign to thank them. And if you're that friend, this is us saying thank you.
Just a friendly reminder that right now, get any size iced coffee before 11 a.m. for just 99 cents. And a satisfying sausage McMuffin with egg is just $2.79. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Give the star in your life the brightest gift in the world. Name a star after them. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can name a star for birthdays, weddings, or even memorials. Over 45 years, we have named millions of stars for celebrities and individuals from around the world. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
Transparency and trust makes buying a car at Fitzgerald Subaru, Gaithersburg, and Rockville a great experience. It all begins with a low price in writing posted on the window of every car. There's no haggling to get the low price or to know the monthly payment. It's all right there on the window. No haggle, no hassle. Fitzgerald Subaru in Gaithersburg and Rockville. Call 888-FITZMALL today. Transparency you can trust. That's the Fitz way. There's just no better way to go.
You've seen the long fence signs, and what they represent is more than just the gorgeous hardscape yard, deck, patio, or fence they're attached to. They're about our long-standing commitment to our customers, who know that we're long on experience and always provide the highest quality of craftsmanship and service. Of course, we're long on savings, too. Right now, get 25% off. Visit longfence.com to schedule your free estimate today.
There's a long-time name for quality.
Coming up, details on a new scholarship honoring the legacy of a longtime journalist in our area. More from WTOP in 30 seconds.
Hi, I'm Richard McKenzie, owner of Metropolitan Bath and Tile. At Metropolitan Bath and Tile, we only do bathrooms, nothing else. We have four beautiful showrooms for your convenience. We never use subcontractors because all work is done by our own employees. We guarantee our prices against any qualified contractor, and we have the best warranty in the business. Call us at 1-800-NEW-BATH or online at metrobath.com. Bathroom remodeling. It's what we do. It's all we do.
At WTOP, our listeners matter.
WTOP is better than Waze when it comes to traffic. I simply love WTOP traffic as the number one source for me.
WTOP, Washington's top news.
7:15.
We have new developments on a bizarre murder case in Fairfax County. WTOP's Kyle Cooper says a man is under arrest for shooting and killing his girlfriend.
When 38-year-old Allison Laporta arrived in a car late Wednesday night at Mount Vernon Hospital, her boyfriend told police she had been shot in a parking lot. He stayed with her at the hospital, but something seemed off and the facility went into lockdown. Later, police say they discovered the boyfriend, 47-year-old Hugh Tien Nguyen, allegedly shot Laporta in a car, then drove her to the hospital. She was moved from Mount Vernon Hospital to Fairfax Hospital, where she died. Nguyen is facing a second-degree murder charge. The motive in the shooting is not clear. Police have recovered a gun they think was used in the shooting. Kyle Cooper, WTOP News.
A Maryland man who lost his legs is navigating life and helping others like him. WTOP's Scott Gelman shares his story as part of Limb Loss Awareness Month.
In August of 2012, as he was getting chemotherapy for leukemia, Greg Horrigan's life changed forever.
In the middle of my chemo, I developed a bacterial infection, got sepsis, went into septic shock, which led to my amputation.
Without both legs, he says his life came to a halt. But with help from physical therapists, prosthetics, and other local amputees, that's no longer the case.
I walk on the beach, I mow my lawn, I walk my dog.
Now, he's offering others the same support that got him through his tough times. He's part of a growing group of dozens of amputees who get together every month. Sometimes they ask questions.
All of a sudden, you're not like you were. No questions are stupid.
But usually, just the company is enough.
And they look at you and they, you know, they say, hey, man, these guys are kind of normal. It gives encouragement to a lot of people, really does.
Scott Gelman, WTOP News.
A scholarship in memory of a beloved broadcaster and WTOP alum is now available at American University. The Wendy Rieger Memorial Scholarship Fund has been created at AU's School of Communication in Rieger's memory and will be available annually for journalism students. Rieger worked here at WTOP in the 1980s, going on to be an anchor and reporter for NBC4 and a household name around our area. She earned her degree in journalism from AU in 1980. Her husband chose to honor her legacy with the endowment.
A quick look at the top stories we are working on this morning here at WTOP.
Developing news, there are reportedly Israeli missile retaliatory strikes in Iran. We will have the very latest.
Will the House Speaker change the rules to make it tougher for others to oust him?
And lawyers in former President Trump's hush money trial hope to wrap up jury selection today.
Keep it here for full details on these stories in the minutes ahead.
It is 7:18. Traffic and weather on the 8th, and when it breaks, here's Rita Kessler.
And let's start out in Maryland on southbound 270. After Montrose Road is a report of a vehicle fire, seeing some volume right there. Watch for response showing up to the scene. Northbound, the local lanes still remain blocked in the area of 370 for the crash investigation. Definitely seeing some delays northbound in those local lanes trying to get there. They're going to push you off into that slip ramp to join the main lanes. A good idea to find another workaround, maybe heading further north to kind of turn around and come back back southbound to access the Intercounty Connector. Now, along that stretch, southbound is slow out of Germantown, headed toward Montgomery Village Avenue, but those lanes are open. Outer loop top side of the Beltway delays 95 all the way to Georgia Avenue. Inner loop from 210 toward the Woodrow Wilson Bridge, and then the inner loop in Virginia, passing Braddock Road, passing 236 in Annandale, and then from Gallows Road, headed past Route 50. Looks like most of the earlier wreck has been cleared from that right shoulder. There is a tractor trailer sitting in the Gore area, basically between the exit and the lanes of the Beltway. So not sure if that tractor trailer was involved in that earlier crash, but it is sitting there keeping the distraction. Eastbound 66 slows passing 234 business and passing Route 50 with the lanes open. Northbound 95 slows in Woodbridge. We did have a wreck near the Prince William Parkway along the left side. Then delays from Lorton into Newington. Southbound 95 slows passing 610 towards 630 in Stafford, but the work zone is cleared over to the shoulder, so the travel lanes are open. Back in Virginia on 66 eastbound after 50 in Fairfax, there was debris along the left side, so that may be the reason for that delay there. Telegraph Road at Huntington Avenue. The traffic lights are flashing in all directions, so watch for any direction there. If it's not directing, just use caution and treat it as a four-way stop. If you're in the district, southbound DC 295 has the delay from Burroughs to East Capitol Street, and inbound New York Avenue slows approaching the light at Bladensburg Road. It's National Donate Life Month. Did you know you can donate a kidney or a piece of your liver while alive? Get the facts about living donations. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. I'm Rita Kessler, WTOP Traffic.
7 News First Alert meteorologist Brian Vandegraff. Sounds like we could be in for a rude awakening this weekend, but in the meantime, not too bad out there.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, I guess it's all relative. It is springtime in Washington. We do go through transitional phases. I was just looking back the last couple of days. We've had 80s. We've had upper 70s. Yesterday was 79, 1 degree shy of 80 degrees. And today we're in the mid-60s. So obviously it's going to feel a bit cooler out there for sure with extra clouds around. A few spotty showers afternoon, early evening. I mean, less than a tenth an inch of rain. I don't see a lot of moisture, but a spotty shower or two possible. And then we'll see some clearing out overnight with temperatures slipping back to the 50s and 40s. Tomorrow, plenty of sunshine that allow us to bump back into at least the lower 70s. There will be a bit of a breeze around, but with some added sunshine, should be a pretty good day for outdoors. Just know that it'll be a little windy at times. Another cold front comes through dry Saturday night into Sunday, and that means Sunday morning, 30s and 40s potentially in some of our coolest suburbs. It's going to be pretty cold out there, and throughout Sunday, some neighborhoods might not make 60 degrees. So Sunday is going to feel even cooler. Today's like a little preview, but Sunday, I think, actually the coolest of the stretch with overcast skies. It's still dry enough to get outdoor activities. If you need to do stuff in the yard, probably be better because you won't be breaking as much of a sweat when you clean up the yard. But by the time we get to Monday and Tuesday, we're back in the low 70s and plenty of sunshine. No extreme warmth or extreme cold, but kind of just a little bit of backs and forth until we get to probably the middle to latter half of next week before things start to level on out. Currently this morning, checking in at 55 degrees for our friends over at Wolf Trap. It's right now 57 in Waldorf and 52 in Rockville. You know, if you need to do something in the yard, John, maybe you need to do some mulching, some weed pulling.
Oh, my gosh. You know I've been putting this stuff off and, like, avoiding it at all costs.
I mean, out of sight, out of mind. Just don't look when you pull in the driveway.
Exactly. Feel my way into the front door.
Exactly.
It's brought to you by Len the Plumber Heating and Air. Trusted same-day service 7 days a week.
Coming up, cannabis enthusiasts are marking a high holiday this weekend.
Protecting our nation takes courage and commitment, so you can complete your mission no matter the barriers. EY is with you every step of the way. Together, we're making transformations that maximize impact and minimize risk. Together, we're implementing technology so you can make real-time decisions. Together, we're recruiting talent, improving employee experience, and modernizing programs to support military families. Together, we're building the force of the future. Visit ey.com/DOD.
Grab your sunglasses and break out the boogie boards because things are heating up and summer's just around the corner. If you're getting ready to return to your summer home at the beach, be sure to set yourself up with essentials like Xfinity Internet, the fastest, most reliable way to stay connected to the things you love all season long. Stream the best barbecue playlists, download the hottest summer blockbusters, and keep the Wi-Fi ultra fast on slow rainy days when the squad stays inside. With Xfinity Internet, you can count on a reliable connection for all your devices, even when everyone's online. That means you're covered no matter how many people you invite to the party.
You've stocked up on sunscreen. Now sign up for Xfinity Internet, the fastest internet today, and even faster speeds rolling out tomorrow. Check to see if Xfinity is now available in your area. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Actual speeds vary and not guaranteed.
You're listening to WTOP News.
7:23. I'm Michelle Bash.
And I'm John Aaron. Tomorrow is 4:20, something of a holiday for marijuana enthusiasts. It'll be the first April 20th since Maryland launched its recreational marijuana market. And WTOP's Nick Iannelli says stores are getting ready.
I think they're going to be very busy.
Stores in Maryland that are licensed to sell recreational marijuana are bracing for big 420 crowds. They're beefing up staffing levels and promoting various deals and giveaways.
From a retail perspective, this is akin to, like, think about it like a Black Friday or a Cyber Monday.
Wendy Bronfine is chief brand officer with Curio Wellness, which sells cannabis products to Maryland dispensaries.
I think that most people who work in cannabis on 421 are going to feel like accountants felt on 416.
While marijuana is legal in Maryland, D.C., and Virginia, only in Maryland is it legal to sell it for recreational purposes, which is another reason the stores are expecting extra traffic this weekend. Nick Iannelli, WTOP News.
It is an eye-opening list every year, and 2024 is no different. We're talking about Uber's Lost and Found Index. The company says the usual suspects, clothing, luggage, wallets, top the list of what riders leave behind in Ubers most often. It also reports some unlikely items, including a toupee, hot sauce paired with a breathalyzer,
good combo,
surgical implants, and the engine to a Jeep Liberty.
Wow.
Uber says the best way to reclaim your items is to call your driver.
Sports at 25 and 55 on WTOP.
On that note, here's Rob talking NFL draft.
No, I was about to say, how am I supposed to follow that up?
I know. As someone who's moved an engine, like, they weigh several hundred pounds. I don't know how you could possibly forget about it.
First of all, that's impressive you moved an engine. The Nationals back from a day off following a West Coast trip involving 9 games in 10 days. Now the Nats won 5 of them. It was capped by a shutout of the Dodgers in which Kyle Finnegan notched his 7th save of the season, and it's still tied for the Major League lead. He told Masson of the winning road trip.
I mean, that's the beautiful thing about baseball is any team has a chance to win, and we proved that on this road trip. You know, we're heading home with a winning road trip and a lot of momentum, so we're excited about that. And, you know, I think we've shown ourselves that we can compete with anybody in the league.
Now, Mackenzie Gore takes tonight's 6:45 first pitch to open a 3-game series with the Astros in a celebration.